It's been a long time since we had so much hype around a Galway rally in the traditional start to the year. Given the entry that's there, there's huge excitement around this one.
Oh, absolutely, Oisín. I mean, I can't remember, you know, the last time. Everyone gets hyped up for Donegal every year, and you know, that all is something special. But to have this start to the year in Galway in February is just absolutely fantastic. And I think rallying in Ireland last year suffered a small bit because Galway didn't run. I think the one-day format suits a lot of people. You know, they can get things organised, you know, relatively inexpensive compared to a two-day rally time. It's a good fit for the start of the year, a one-day format. And I think it's something they could probably, you know, do a bit more with down the road. They might even have four stages three times. They might just mix it up another bit. But, like, fair play to them. You see the entry list there, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. And, I mean, I can't wait. You know, lucky I'm doing the Facebook Live at the end of stages on the Pace Note Facebook. And to be honest with you, I cannot wait. But where do I stop interviewing? I mean, I was even trying to put a top 10 together, what I would guess, before I came on air here, and I'm struggling.
It's sort of the injection that rallying has needed, and it's come off the back of this change in class to R5 away from the WRC stuff.
Yeah, that's it, for sure. You know, it's great to see Donna and Declan Boyle making the jump into R5. You know, it's not going to be easy. I have no doubt. I think they'll be at the top of the leaderboard? I don't think so. Not in Galway, because Galway is a real confidence event. You know, the stages are very slippy, shiny, a good bit of mud in them when I did the notes. So, I mean, it's going to be really confident sapping for people going into that. So whoever's confident in their cars going into Sunday morning is going to have a good result. But, you know, the likes of Manus, even going into the R5, he has a lot to learn, left and drive, new car, new team. But I'm sure, you know, he's lucky with the team and the car and everything he has together. He is a well-oiled machine in every other area. So, I mean, it's just going to be exciting to see how they fare. But again, I think, you know, going into left and right for Manus in Galway is going to be difficult. But you never know. You know, it's very, very hard to predict, you know, who's going to finish where. But as I said, these R5s are great. You know, I would like to see Gary Jennings in an R5 as well. But, you know, I can understand his point. You know, he doesn't want to drive left and drive, which is absolutely perfect, you know. So it's just great to see, like, 25 R5s. I mean, you wouldn't get it anywhere else in the world, not to mind Europe. So it's just, it's brilliant.
Before we talk about the Moffats, the top seed is, of course, Craig Breen. He's got Paul Nagel on board. Two very experienced men in a rally car. Craig's WRC plans didn't work out for this year, so he's back home. But this is a huge, huge boost for Irish rallying to have him here and competing, and a huge boost for Galway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everyone's you know, really excited with the news that Mick O'Hervenan's going to West Cork. But, you know, Mick O'Hervenan's a retired WRC driver, and no disrespect to him. But we actually have someone number one on the door in Galway that's Irish, and he's definitely in the top 10 drivers in the whole world. He finished 12 months ago in, I think, second position in Sweden in a world championship rally in a world championship team. So to have him even, you know, leaving Parc Fermé with all these other guys, and they're getting to race him, they're getting to pitch themselves and see how they compete against him. You know, how's his speed going to be? I've no doubt his speed is going to be fantastic. You know, going back to the conditions, you know, he's used to these tricky conditions from rallying all over the world. He's going to be consistent. Do I think he's going to blow everyone into the weeds? I don't think so. But I do think he'll never have a bad stage. If the car continues going, which I'm sure it will with Tom Gahan, you know, I think I can't see anyone beating him, to be honest with you. I know Gary's in the world car, but I just can't see it, you know, particularly, and I think the weather is going to be quite rough on Sunday. So it's going to be hard to look past Craig, to be honest with you. If the car can take the punishment, he's going to give it.
Outside of the rallying in Ireland this year, what else does Craig have to do to try and get a package together again at world level?
It's very hard, you know. If he was a soccer player, it'd be easier to become a professional. You know, it's just rallying. You need unbelievable talent, and you need a huge amount of funding to get there. And then just to stay there, you need to get the results. And yeah, he had some great results last year. But, you know, the car, there was issues with the car and setup and so on. I think everyone's sort of wise to that at this stage. I'd say he just fell between a couple of stools through no fault of his own. I think he still has a lot to offer. I think probably more opportunities will free themselves up there. I think Loeb sort of ruined a couple of opportunities for different people. You know, other people, maybe Paddon would have went somewhere else, or there was just a couple of things there, I think, between Hayden Paddon and Craig that just didn't fall in their favour. So I don't think it's the end of the road. I think both the guys have still a lot to offer, you know.
Okay, back to Galway then. Josh and Sam Moffat, two experienced guys in R5 cars. Do they have an advantage over the rest of the pack in R5s ahead of Galway?
Well, you would imagine that. I mean, they're rallying so regularly. They're out in gravel events. They're out in tarmac events. You know, they're really match fit. And they're the benchmark for Irish rallying, there's no doubt about it. You know, they're all at the top of the leaderboard, be it on gravel or tarmac. But going to Galway now, yeah, I think they're going to be there. Like, I have Josh here just provisionally in guessing that he'll finish fourth. Who's going to be ahead of him, you're probably wondering. Like, Alistair Fisher, I would rate as one of the best Irish drivers there is. Yeah, he hasn't been out in a while, but if you look at Alistair's form, he never takes long to get back into it. So I think he's going to put the two Moffats under pressure, if not to be ahead of them. And also another guy there on the entry list that I think is going to be really, really impressive, and he's going to be out to impress everyone, is John Armstrong from Kesh. Like, he went to Rally Germany in 2017 on unfavourable tyres, and he had a top WRC 2 time against, you know, work Skodas. So I think he's going to be a dark horse, to be honest with you. I think I could imagine John is going to be up battling in the mix there, right at the top of the field.
Yeah. Listen, Killian, we can't forget about the modified entry either, and there's a few Donegal boys in the top seeds there.
You know, everyone always talks about the modified and who's doing this, and you know, at the end of the day, you look back and you see the top, you know, modified or national driver is Damien Tourish at 25. But as you know, like, Damien is one of the top modified drivers in the country. So we've arguably probably the best one, if not definitely he's in the top five best in the country on any day. They are leading the pack. Yeah, there's names missing there that generally you would see there. But again, the conditions, I think, you know, the guys in Mark IIs and that, I think they often wait till the conditions are a bit better and more favourable for their racing. You know, the likes of Monaghan, Donegal, West Cork, you know, the events are more favourable. Whereas Galway is generally slippy, you know, it's going to be guttery, shiny tar. So, you know, I think that's why you guys aren't appearing there in the entry. You know, with Stuart Darcy as well debuting his new escort. So, I mean, there's still a nice lineup, but again, I think it's the weather conditions play a part in it.
Yeah, it's nine stages, it's one day. Are they the normal traditional Galway stages that they'd all be accustomed to, or is there something going to be thrown into the mix that hasn't been there before for these boys?
Not really, to be honest with you. Like, the stages are almost identical that we used 2 years ago, the last run of the Galway International. Ballyfa, they are the stages. I mean, I've done them back in 2003. I've done the stages in different versions. Okay, it might be identical. They were using the Galway Summer in 2015. So guys are familiar with them. It's just the conditions and the changeability of the road. That's I've noticed when I did the notes that I found the stages a lot slippier than 2 years ago.
It's the start of the championship. Killian, what do you make of the championship this year? There's seven rounds there. There's eight rounds if you're in the modified, because they throw in Killarney as well. Is this championship on the up again?
Well, it looks to be. It looks to be. You know, as I said, if you're starting 25 R5 cars in the first event, there's only going to be more people it'll appear, not less. You know, and as I said, the big news this week even is for your own man there, Manus Kelly, you know, getting a deal with Hyundai Motorsport Customer Racing and with Philip Case. I mean, it's great to see these guys committing to the championship. You know, it'll be just interesting when they get to Donegal, will they go out in WRC cars or will they be in R5 cars?
What do you think is going to happen there? Or is that the million-dollar question at the moment? Are they going to stick with R5?
Well, I think everyone's going to watch probably what Gary Jennings is going to do, because he's the only one that hasn't made a switch yet. And then if he goes in a right-hand drive, he won't, you know, he can't win the event overall. So he's probably going to go to Donegal in a WRC car, which he's more than entitled to do. But it'd be nice to see everyone in R5 cars. I know Proton have a homologated right-hand drive car, but is it up to the level of the Skodas, the Hyundais, the Fiestas? It possibly is. I don't know, but definitely, you know,
can the R5 see with the technology of the R5s now this year and moving forward, the latest generation of them, can they cause a WRC any problems in Donegal?
Donegal, you see, it depends on the stages, but the likes of, you know, them faster stages. Like, it's you know, knock out any of these wider, you know, stages with a good bit of, you know, long pulls, long straights and stuff out of junction. You know, they can't really compete. They need to be twisty, narrow stages, you know, where the chassis, that's where the R5 has a big advantage, is under braking. The brakes are better, the chassis is better. So if you had a stage with a lot of medium-grade corners, you know, not too fast, you know, the ones in the mid-range, I mean, the R5 then can put it up to a WRC car if it drove really well. But other than that, you know, generally Donegal always has stages that are just a bit more favourable to a WRC car.
Finally then, you're top for Galway this weekend. Is it hard to see past Craig Breen?
It is. Again, I just, you know, he's a works driver coming back to an R5 car. The only reservation I'd have, it'd be, will he, you know, possibly break the car? You know, he's very experienced. I'm not saying he will, but I'm just thinking that, you know, the car is going to take a lot of punishment. He's after coming out of a works car for the last number of years. So outside of that, I mean, it's just, you know, yeah, I wouldn't care to guess. I would say the next R5 car behind him, I'm guessing, could be Alistair Fisher or a long shot, you know, John Armstrong maybe.
Right, okay. And just your tip on the National?
Tip on the National, I can't see past Damien Turish.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I can't. You know, and okay, Stuart Darcy's out in the escort. He'll go well, but I think it's going to take him the day to learn to get the confidence up.
Killian, you enjoy your weekend in Galway. Thanks for talking to Highland Radio Sport.
Thanks, Oisin. Thanks. Bye-bye.